Speckle text, good morning, Gary and Tim. This is a snapshot of the text messages coming through. As a dad and a parent of a boy and a girl playing junior footy, I appreciate your program and people like Peter Jess for pure awareness, if nothing else. What a champion. Thank you both. So that is what this is about, is raising the awareness of it, giving you the information. And then, of course, people are prepared people then make their own decisions on what they want to do, whether it be contact sport, whether it be an MMA fighter or a boxer. That's okay, but be aware. And that's what we're trying to do, is to bring as much information out. And someone said, how do we find out who the 35-year-old is? You don't need to find out who it is. I guess if you want it, please, if we do nothing else, trust him and I on this. We know the details of this. It is heartbreaking.
And maybe one day he'll want to talk about it, but maybe. I don't think right now he'd want to talk about that. One of my close family members has regular ECT to treat chronic depression. It's a legitimate treatment, helps people get better. Please refrain from stigmatising it to a science fiction film. Well, that's the description that Peter gave when he was describing it.
And it's not us, but we know some detail around this, and I don't doubt for a second that it is a legitimate form. But in this instance, not so much. John Platten is a man that is well known to all of us, superstar Hawthorn footballer, through a pretty tough period. He reckons and fears that he's had around 40 concussions from the time of 18 years of age on, and that is a staggering thing. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Rat, great to talk to you. I wish it was under different circumstances, but I guess you've read the front page of the Herald Sun and you see the details around this story on Polly Farmer. How does it make you feel?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Tim and Gary. Nice to be talking to you boys. Yeah, look, it is pretty scary. But I suppose the good thing about it is that they're doing the research for it, you know, the awareness out there and that. So, I'll still be doing getting checked up every year. So hopefully that things can get better for us.
How scared are you though? Like 40 concussions, which is that was an article I read. That was given to me. So, that's just a rough estimate. Since you're 18 years of age and now you're getting to understand the possible ramifications, are you scared?
Oh, I certainly am. Now, just read the article about Polly Farmer, and it certainly brings back, I suppose, a little bit of memories when you first started playing footy. It's a bit concerning, and the only way they can diagnose CTE is when you're dead, and I want to know now if there's any problems in the future. You know, I don't want to know in 20 years' time, but if I can just keep at it and keep getting looked at, and the guys, the doctors, the professors go through all this and try and find the cure for it, that'd be fantastic.
Johnny, good morning. It's Tim here. We're not trying to sensationalise this in any way, but this is a real problem, and hopefully people are understanding that. There are people out there that are struggling as a result of playing collision sports and that type of thing. In terms of how it affects your everyday life, are you able to put that into words?
Everyday life, I suppose it's okay at the minute. Like, certainly I get bad headaches, once or twice a week. You forget little things. Look, I'm sure that everybody goes through a stage where they, and plus we're all getting a bit older as well. Look, so I'm just going through day by day. If there's if I get a bad headache, I take a couple of Panadols and try and get myself up and about. I'm trying to keep positive, which I am. I things every day is good. It's just a matter of trying to. Hopefully, it doesn't happen to me in the next 5, 10, 20 years. So we're just a bit concerned now that this story's come out and they found. This is, I think it was stage 3 as well. So, we need to be right on top of this and something's got to be done about it,
John, do your loved ones, the people close to you, the people around you, have they noticed changes in you?
At stages, I'm sort of pretty happy, lucky sort of bloke. Yeah. At times, I get very frustrated on things, forget things. When someone says to do something, and I said, "Yeah, I'll do that," and I forget that I have to do it. They're always concerned. They always ask me, "See how I'm going, and how's things going with the headaches and things like that." So, it's not a everyday concern, but certainly when someone says something to me, a family member, and then 5 minutes later that I forgot to do it or whatever. I said, "John, I've just told you to do that." It is scary, and the results what Polly Farmer's come out with, it's scary. It is pretty scary.
Johnny, last one, and we really appreciate you jumping on. As we said, we just want to raise the awareness of this. I mean, back in the day, I was no different at Melbourne. I dare say Tim at Essendon and you at Hawthorn, so I'm not pointing the finger at any club. Mm. But, I mean, it wasn't about the worry about concussion when you got knocked out. Our primary concern was how quick we could get back.
Very much so, yeah. Look, and we had some good doctors out at Hawthorn, and yeah, I'm not sort of pointing a finger at anyone, but you just go out there, and at times there when you play the game, you know that you got whacked because you see a few stars, and someone comes out to you and they say, "How are you going?" Yep, I said, "Look, I think I've been whacked, but I'm not sure." And the game goes quick, and you know, everything just seems to go quick around you, and you come off the ground, and then you start vomiting, and then you start to realise, hell, I have been hit, and I have got a concussion. What do I do? And do I go to hospital or do I go home? So all these little things sort of come back to you now, thinking that, you know, maybe I should have had 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off if the doctor said. But it's all about, trying to get yourself right in the first, 2 or 3 days, and then you might train on a Thursday night and then you play on a Saturday. That's what happened back in our day. Maybe now, you go underneath, you get concussion tests for 20 minutes and you have all sorts of tests during the week and you might have 2 or 3 weeks. That's what it should have been probably back, 20, 30 years ago.
I think we're all better in hindsight, aren't we? We'll continue to learn, and talking to people such as yourself will help us, mate. We do appreciate you jumping on.
Good on you, boys. Thanks very much.
Johnny Platton, a little bit late for the news. We'll talk about it after the 7:30 news headlines.